You're listening to the Effortless Life Podcast, episode 50. Today's episode is a little bit different. Today's episode is one that, by the time you finish listening, I hope instills within you a deep sense of hope. This is an episode that every entrepreneur needs to hear moving into the year ahead, because at the time of this recording, we are closing the doors on 2020. Thank goodness, right? And with the way the world has changed this year, and with where we are headed in the year ahead, you need to hear this. So my hope is that when you walk away from today's episode, you will see your life and business a bit differently as we move forward into our new and brighter future. That's coming up next, so stay tuned.
Globally ranked among the top shows in business and education, we're changing the way entrepreneurs work by changing the way they think about work. If you're ready to run your business like a real CEO, instead of your business running you, you're in the right place. You don't have to work as hard as you think you do to create the influence, income, and impact you deserve. It's time for a new way to do business. This is the Effortless Life Podcast. Here's your host, Courtney Elmer.
Holy cow. I couldn't think of a better way to end 2020. 50 episodes in. Thousands more to go, obviously. And before I say anything else, first and foremost, I want to thank you. Yes, you, for meeting me here every week. I know that you have a ton of options out there when it comes to podcasts to listen to. And the fact that we have such a loyal listenership here lets me know that we're on the right track, and that we're delivering content that's been helpful and impactful for you and for your life and your business. I don't know if you know the backstory behind this podcast. We launched this back in February of 2020, right before the sky fell with COVID and everything got shut down. And it has been a wild ride, one of the best, most fun rides that I have ever been on. Never in a million years did I expect to be sitting here ranked among the top 300 shows in the US in business and education, and among the top 500 shows globally. And what started as a dream and a way for me to connect on a deeper level with you has turned into something far beyond what I could have ever imagined it to be, to the point where I'm now teaching other up-and-coming podcasters how to get their message out into the world in a much bigger way, following the exact same formula we use to launch this show with so much success. And as I look back on this year, oh man, it has been wild, hasn't it? I think we can all agree, 2020 has been freaking crazy, for lack of a better word. And yet at the same time, 2020 has also been a year of opportunity, a year of possibility, a year of thinking and seeing your life and the world maybe completely differently than you have seen it before. Most podcasters are going to sit down right about now and do a year in review episode. But I don't want to look back. Who wants to look back on 2020? Eyes forward, right? So today, we've put together a very special episode for you. It's an episode that every entrepreneur needs to hear moving into the year ahead, especially with the way the world has changed this year and with where we are headed. Because I believe it is time to rise up, to speak your truth, and to show up in ways that you have never shown up before. This is an episode that is very special and near and dear to my heart too, because of over 25 guests that we have brought to you on the show this year, I asked each one of them one question at the end of their interview, and I had a hunch that every answer would be different. And it was. Even though the question was the same, no two answers to the question were the same. And the question was this: what's your definition of success? And so today on the show, we're going to share those answers with you to give you hope for the year ahead, to give you hope that success can look different than maybe you expected it to, that your version of success can change and grow and evolve as you change and grow and evolve, and to give you the freedom to choose your own definition of success and go after it. Now, of the four pillars that we teach as part of our Effortless Life methodology, to help you become the visionary leader your business needs to succeed. One of the most important is vision. They're all important, but think about it. Without a clear vision on where you're headed, how do you expect to get there? And of course, pillar two, strategy, naturally follows that because without a clear plan in place to execute, it's going to be impossible to achieve that vision, isn't it? You're not going to be able to gain the traction that you want. But most people stop there. But on the journey of entrepreneurship to the multiple six and seven figure level and beyond, there's more. The third pillar is mindset. Because without the inner work, without recognizing and learning how to remove the obstacles that stand in your way, you won't get very far. It will be a lot harder to achieve success because you won't know how to remove those unseen obstacles. And you know, those three pillars, vision, strategy, mindset, that's where we used to stop. But part of the perspective that has shifted for us this year, thanks to 2020, is that we now recognize a fourth pillar that has always been there. It's been a thread throughout everything that we teach. But this year we decided to call it out as a fourth pillar. And it's one that's even more essential than the other three. And that's well-being. Well-being, your personal well-being, is the cornerstone of a strong and thriving business. Because it's like the fuel for your engine. Think about it. If you want to get to the moon, that's your vision. And your strategy or the vehicle to get there is a rocket. And the mindset piece is to remove all those meteors and other obstacles that might just come out of nowhere along the way. How are you going to refuel? What's your plan for refueling? That's well-being. If you aren't taking care of yourself and your business, you will burn out and you'll never get to where you want to go. So, hopefully, if you have been listening for any length of time, you can see why this show is so unique. Because we're not just business. Sure, we're in the business category, but it's the effortless life. Because we believe your life encompasses your business and all of the other elements that make up your life. It's not just about your vision for your business. It's about your vision for yourself and your life as a whole. So that's why we're not just focused on wellness or mindset or business. We're at the place where all of those intersect because ultimately it's your life. It's your journey. It is your business and it is up to you for how you want it to look. Our goal is to simply give you the tools to really bring that vision of yours to life. And so my hope is that when you finish listening today, you'll begin to recognize how success is what you define it to be, nothing else. And more importantly, that as you move into the year ahead, you can stop chasing someone else's version of success and start chasing your own. So let's listen in as these highly successful entrepreneurs share their unique definitions for success so you can get inspired for the year ahead and define what success looks like for you and get out there and create it. What is your definition of success?
Oh, that's a good question. All right. So personally, it has changed, but this is my definition today. So when I think about what I want for my life and what my definition for success is, I want to continue to create the freedom that we have right now. So I always want to be able to determine my own work hours. I always want to be my own boss. And I want to have the flexibility and freedom to make that choice. My part of that definition of success is actually helping other people. So I don't want it to just stop with me. My definition of success is saying, I want to pass this gift on to other people and empower them to really like go after their dreams and fulfill that. And then the last part of that is I want to pass on the values of, you know, being business-minded, being independent, being a go-getter, being smart with their time, their money, and their health to my children. And so at the end of the day, if I look back and I know that I didn't just make money, but I actually made an impact on the way the people around me are living in a positive way, then then my job has been done. And that's really, that's been my North Star. That's what guides me every single day when I show up, is knowing, am I making a positive impact in the people around me?
What is your definition of success?
Oh, that's hard.
What if it was easy and effortless? What's that first thing that comes to mind?
I know. I think success is, like I said, like whole life integration. Feeling like I am exactly where I'm supposed to be, doing exactly what I'm supposed to do with the people that I'm supposed to be doing it with, and just making those kinds of decisions that advance my life. And I think that when I think of that balance and integration, you know that you're on the right path when you feel good about what you're doing. And I mean, you know, I've hired a personal trainer, so I'm like, I'm going to the gym more, and I'm really trying to kind of take it back to basics where my business is concerned. So like, do a really solid discovery call with each potential customer and really dig in and ask questions and not just kind of gloss over things and hope that they work out in the end. And then that creates more anxiety later. Like, I'm really trying to get kind of back to basics in all aspects of my life. And that is causing me to feel really successful, because I am like, I have all these little touch points, and it's not like busy, busy, busy. Like, I got to do everything. It's like sort of like a holistic approach, you know, like I'm taking care of myself, I'm taking care of my family, I'm taking care of my business. And I mean, and it feels good. So, I mean, I really think that that sort of is right now my definition of success, just being able to approach everything holistically and do the best I can with what I have, and really feel at the end of the day when I like audit my day, like, you got a lot done today. And it's not just stuff, it's like you feel really good. So, and I've been doing that. Like, I journal in the morning and I journal in the evening, and I kind of just try to touch all those places. And more often than not, like, I feel good about what I've accomplished. And, you know, there's still a little bit of that whole checking off those boxes, because that's the kind of girl I am. But, you know, just, and I have a lot of grace for myself now where I didn't before. And that's something else that I've learned with working with you, is like, sometimes you just have to give yourself a break and say, today's not that day where I'm going to check all the boxes, and that's okay. And so, and that too is to me a form of success, like letting myself off the hook sometimes for not being everything to everybody.
What is your definition of success?
You know what? For me, success is not about a result, more as it's the effort of giving 100% every day, all of yourself, so that when you go to bed at night, you know you gave everything you had. Because for me, one thing I learned about goals and success, a lot of people, or a song people have, is that, you know what, when I get this thing, then I feel proud, then I feel loved, I will feel important. But one of my mentors said to me, Juan, the purpose of every goal is not to achieve it. The purpose of every goal is that by pursuing that thing you not normally pursue, who you become, what you learn, the confidence of yourself, that is the reason why you pursue your goals. Achieving it is just the cherry on top. So for me, it's about giving your all, becoming a better human being, progress over perfection, and achieving that end result. If you get it, great. But either way, you're at a far better place by pursuing those things than not. And that for me is success.
What would you say your definition of success is?
Yeah. So my definition of success is where we are sitting right now. And that's hard for some people to take in. They're like, no, but I'm not successful yet. I had this conversation with a new client a couple of days ago, and I'm like, no, success is where you're sitting today. I want you to take a moment, think back to your past self 10 years ago, 5 years ago. What would she say if she saw, if you gave her a crystal ball, showed her where you are right now, what would she say? She's like, oh my God, I was an addict. I was in this really horrible place in my life. And she actually would have laughed if she saw where I was today, because she would not have believed it would have been possible for her. Mm. And I was like, oh my God, goosebumps. This is why I do what I do.
What is your definition of success?
Yeah.
For you?
Yeah, for me. Mm-hmm. So if I were to define success in the dictionary, it's getting what you want with as little effort as possible. Remember I said that whole stickiness, the bumpiness, the high RPMs, is getting to that destination or getting to that speed at the lowest RPM with the least amount of resistance. That's a beautiful definition, because it also, you know, connotates that we make our own. You're choosing the destination. If I say I'm in LA and I want to go to New York and I get to New York via plane, that's pretty easy to get there. That's success. And someone else says, well, I want to go to Dallas. Great. Then that's them going where they want to go. And that's their success. So because I went further doesn't mean I'm more success. It's going where you say you're going to go. Now we go into a whole trippy conversation, which we don't have time for today, where you begin to now wonder how much of when I say, what do you want? What are your goals? Where do you want to end up? Are actually being held back by your current beliefs. How much of, if I were to ask somebody right now, what are your goals for 2020? Are answering that question from the filter of what's realistic? What do I think I could do? What's really possible based on where I've come from? Right? That's just more belief, but that's another question for another time. Are you creating a goal free from any beliefs of, you know, constraints of your past or what you think could happen or will happen or predicting is going to happen or what happened last year? And then for me, where am I going and getting there as effortlessly as possible? You know, it's so weird because, you know, to me, I'm doing it every day. It's every day, every week, we have a metric where we track our students' testimonials and their case studies, and we track it every week and how many come in and we share them. And that's a huge indicator for our measurement of success. Are we making an impact? How much of an impact are we making? Who are we helping? How are we helping them? And we're doing that. And so in a lot of ways, it's like, how do I balance that while continuing to find new ways to be excited or stimulated or challenged or learn and just like enjoy life. You know, for me, it's just like, cool, we're doing this thing and we're still doing it and we keep doing it. And there's like this weird balance between like being consistent with that, but like always having like room to play and continue having fun in your business. As long as I'm doing that, like I'm happy and I'm enjoying it. Like if I wake up one day and I'm like, my, I'm not enjoying things. This is a really easy fix for me. It's like, very easy for me to fix. But I think we have to bring back the emotional conversation into a definition of success. It's like, it's not just achieving external result, but like, how does it make you feel? And me living on purpose and having that impact and that feedback of that impact, it always feels amazing. But, you know, we have other values, other things that are important. Like, am I always learning? Am I always growing? Am I always challenging myself? When those needs are met, I'm like a happy little camper.
What is your definition of success?
For me, the definition of success is hugely personal, like individualized. Success to me is doing what makes me happy and fulfills me as a person. It's not fulfilling anyone else but me. Am I able to do the things in my life that allow me to do the things that make me happy? That's success. It's not a monetary amount. It's not what everybody else looks at me to perceive me being successful or not. It's, am I putting my life together every day in a way that I am able to do things that make me happy every single day? And that's success.
What is your definition of success?
Yeah, this is an easy one for me because it's doing what I want, when I want, how I want. And it's not monetary. I think I'm pretty darn close to it right now. But it's just, if I want to take the day off, I take the day off. If I want to work for 12 hours, I work for 12 hours. If I want to, you know, take my family to Disneyland, we just did it a couple weeks ago, we take them to Disneyland and we have a good time. Like, to me, it's just being able to live the life you want, having the business support the lifestyle, not having a lifestyle to support a business.
What is your definition of success?
I'm going to go with really potentially unpopular. I don't know what other people are answering. I've listened to all your episodes, but I can't remember what other people's answers were. I don't know. I am in a place in my life right now where I don't fully know. And I think I used to be very clear on what that meant. And then I got it all. And that wasn't it. And so to me, I guess I do know. It's presence. It feels like presence, but I don't necessarily know how that fully looks yet. But now after you asked me this question, I realized that I want to explore that deeper for myself, because to me, it really is about presence. I want to be able to be present with my daughter, you know, not on my phone or not in my head, and be able to just to play and enjoy her, not always be thinking about what the next thing is. I don't want my life to be so structured and scheduled, and I don't want to have too much stuff in it that I have to be thinking about the next thing to be able to get it all done. And so, yeah, I think there's an uncertainty for me on how that looks in my life to still be able to make the difference that I want in my business, to have the impact, to have the, you know, the growth, the money, the all of those things, and presence with my partner. And yeah, I just want to be with people. I want to be with myself. I want to be with the world in a deeper way than I have been in my life so far. And so I actually don't fully know what that even looks like, because I don't know anybody who has done it and is still achieving, if that makes sense, because I still have a drive to achieve. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to meditate on the top of a hill. I still have a desire to achieve and to grow and to be public and be on social media. And so how do I do that with, you know, the utmost presence, with monk-like presence?
What is your definition of success?
This is such a great question. And I've been thinking about it since you asked me to not think about it. But my definition of success is freedom. I started a business so that I could spend more time with my family, more time serving the people that I wanted to serve, and more time just enjoying my time. And so success to me is creating a business that doesn't have to have me in it all the time, so that I can take the time to spend the days with my kids, to spend time overseas with my sister who lives in Northern Ireland, and to really create that freedom in our life to do the things that we want to do without feeling imposed.
What's your personal definition of success?
Success is knowing that you are 100% aligned with what your passion and your focus is and your goal in life. Like whatever your life mission is, you are 100% aligned with that. And that changes, you know, but that's what it's all about. Just being 100% aligned. Like everything that you do is 100% aligned with that.
What's your definition of success?
Success for me is being authentic to yourself in business and in personal, and not necessarily having a bank full of money, but feeling that wealth within yourself to like be happy where you are, being happy in your present, and not always looking for the next thing to make you happy, just enjoying where you are in the ride you're on. That's my success.
What is your definition of success?
My definition of success is actually being there wherever I am.
Love it. What is your definition of success?
My definition of success definitely changed over the years. But I think now my definition of success is moving towards or having the things that I desire most from a place of alignment. I've had quote unquote on paper success, but I've been freaking miserable. And that's the furthest thing from success. That's, as Tony Robbins says, success without fulfillment, you know, is not success. And having that fulfillment, having that alignment, that's everything.
What is your definition of success?
Success is living to the fullest and showing up in the way that I want to show up. So for me, that is like life with my family. I'm not sacrificing them for money or sacrificing anything for the pursuit of that dollar bill. But I think it is important that we do things that are of meaning. And I think as entrepreneurs, when we seek that impact, we're going to have the income by default. So yeah, success is really showing up fully in my calling, both in my home and outside of my home. And that's the whole call of what I call ambitious motherhood.
What would you define success to be for you?
I love it. So for me, there's like two parts. For in my own personal life, success feels like having a life where I have both freedom and stability. Like both of those are really important to me, especially because I have little kids, right? But also that I'm making an impact with my life. Because I realized really early on, right, even though I was running my coaching business in less than 10 hours a week, I realized that those 10 hours were helping me be a better mama, right? At first, I felt really guilty about, you know, hiring a nanny for 10 hours a week. And like, does this make me a bad mom? Like, even though I was a therapist, it sounds weird, but like, I didn't feel like a working mom. Or I, for some reason, like a lot came up around like, is it okay that I'm a working mama, you know? And so I think, but then I realized that I actually am the best human I can be when I'm able to do purpose-filled work and also be a mom. And so I think part of that for me is knowing that I'm able to make an impact with my time.
What's your definition of success?
Yeah, simple, but not easy. As I sit here today, and I'm actually going to be 50 years old this year. So success to me is having a holistic, rich, and full life and not just focusing on one aspect. And it's very, very personal, this idea of success. So what I think of as success, I don't expect that anybody else agrees with. They might or they might not. But I think sort of having richness across all the areas in your life that are important to you, if you can say I'm happy with all of the different areas that are meaningful to me, I think that that's success.
What's your definition of success?
That's a great question. And I guess for me, you know, coming from an entrepreneurial perspective, my definition of success is really being able to sustain and make it by your own merits. You know, I mean, having an income, you know, not working for the man, and, you know, whether it's a little money or a lot of money, it doesn't even have to be a lot. You know, I mean, we're all entrepreneurs. Of course, we want to be rich one day, but even, you know, just having something coming in, it's such a rewarding and humbling feeling. And, you know, not even just the money. I mean, obviously, like, I'm very humbled and honored by, you know, all of the media exposure that I've had. And, you know, that would be kind of like my definition of success is just, you know, reaping the benefits from the efforts that you put out there and kind of seeing those benefits and seeing them grow.
Yeah, I love that. And seeing the ripple effect too. It's so fulfilling, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Gosh, I don't know about you, but I just think it is fascinating that no two definitions of success were the same. And the point I'm making here is that they don't have to be the same in order for you to succeed. There's only one definition of success that really matters. And that's how you choose to define it in light of what you value as a person and in light of what your unique vision for your life and for your business is. Now, that said, there's a lot that's changed this year, hasn't it? Things aren't what they used to be. Maybe you're feeling a lack of clarity right now on where you're headed and how to get there. So if you want help in the year ahead to crystallize your vision and develop the right plan and get a daily action plan in place to execute it and to learn how to identify and overcome any of those mindset blocks that are keeping you from reaching that next level, I want to help. We have several new and exciting things that we have been working on behind the scenes for you here at The Effortless Life this year, and we're going to start rolling those out over the next few weeks. Now, the first of these is one that I am most excited about. We are about to reopen the doors to our signature group coaching program, the Effortless Life Academy. And if you haven't seen the results, the income, or the growth that you had hoped to see this year, then as we wrap up this episode and this year, I just have one question that I want you to spend some time thinking about. How much time and energy have you put towards your personal growth this year? If your answer is not much, then serious question. How do you expect to grow your business if you're not growing the human behind the business? That's you, by the way. Achieving real success as an entrepreneur is less about the amount of work you're doing to grow your business
and more about the amount of work you're willing to do on yourself. So if you are ready to learn how to crystallize your unique vision for your business and life and get clear on where you're headed in the year ahead, to increase your income and decrease your workload, and ultimately to amplify your authority and become the effortless CEO your business needs to succeed, then when this episode ends, I want you to go to CourtneyElmer.com/CEO, where you can get on the wait list and learn the proven effortless life methodology to become the visionary entrepreneur your business needs to succeed. Because I believe that you don't have to work as hard as you think you do in order to have the income and the influence and the impact that you deserve. And while you've got your phone open, assuming you're listening to my voice right now on your mobile device, open up your Instagram app too and come follow me at CourtneyElmer_. I would love to see your name in my inbox, especially if you have a topic that you want me to cover in the year ahead here on the show. Now, coming up next week on the show, we're doing something fun. We are talking about the future of entrepreneurship, the good, the bad, and our predictions for entrepreneurs in 2021. So go share the show with your entrepreneur friends and join me back here next week. And until then, go live your effortless life. As you might have heard me mention inside this episode, if you want to join me for our next live workshop, where I'm going to show you how to avoid the biggest mistakes that cause most podcasts to fail within the first 12 months and literally walk you through the exact framework that we teach our students to launch their shows in the top 100 and convert more of their listeners to clients, just go to theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop. That's theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop.